Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Switch this. You know, when I was a newspaper, it was a hell of a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Radio is what it is. Pete, how much of a cathartic release is it for Sabres and their fans to be here in the playoffs after certainly 14 very long seasons?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Couldn't be happier for everybody involved, and particularly the fans. You know, they've been here through it. Like, this is only my second season, so I was keenly aware of what the streak was. We weren't necessarily focused on breaking it, but it was an important next step to get where we want to go. So it's nice that it's over, and it's nice that our fans can celebrate it.
Again, I'm going to ask you, what was your personal aha moment that was like, we're going to make it?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know that there was one particular moment. The way the team started to evolve, and you started to see it in December, and obviously when we made the move to Yarmo, things started to kind of pick up. And again, probably coming out of the Olympic break is when you're like, okay, wait a minute. You know, we took a break, we took a month off, and we're still as good as we were before we went in. That kind of crystallized things to say, okay, this team is legit. This team is going to be in the playoffs, and we need to start acting like it.
The other morning, or it was, I guess, technically afternoon, it was Tuesday. There was a lineup of people waiting for the Sabres door to open. Last night, the line after the game was practically out to the the eastern end of the concourse. What does that say about Sabres fever?
I think it says a lot about our Sabres fans. I mean, they haven't gone anywhere. They're still here. They were just waiting for a moment when the team could show them that we deserved them to come back. And not only have they come back, they've responded to everything that we've put out there. And they've created an exceptional environment inside Key Bank Center, which I think has been an important part of our success. And I know it's going to be an important part of our success in the playoffs.
You were here 14, 15 years ago, albeit with a different team. How has downtown evolved? So, you know, last time they were in, it was a Swanee House, Washington Square, and not much else.
Yeah.
Now there's 90-odd dining options.
Yeah, I mean, look, Terry had a lot to do with all that, right?
Yeah,
what
he
done here with the arena, what he did at the Harbor Center, what he did at the hotel, just to kind of get things going. And I think we're certainly in a much better place, but I think there's a long way to go. There's a whole nother level. A lot of things have been talked about over the years have still not been realized. So, you know, we want to be a catalyst for that. We want to continue to invest in the arena. We want things to grow up around it because we think this is a special place. We think Canal Side is absolutely beautiful, and we think more people should be able to experience it.
Speaking of the arena, any update on the updates, the renovations?
Yeah, no real updates. Still productive dialogue. I'd categorize it all still as preliminary. But, you know, candidly, this helps. You know, when you're bringing 19,000, 20,000 people here for every single game and you're loading up on events and you land things like the NHL All-Star Game, the NHL Draft, that helps do nothing but kind of, can I start over on that?
Yeah.
Good question. Let's ask me that question again.
The update on the renovations to the arena.
Yeah, no real updates. I would still categorize it as preliminary, but all this helps. You know, when you're bringing 19,000 people here per game, when you land things like the NHL Draft, you know, all that is going to do is help those discussions. They've been all very positive to date. I think there's a lot of mind share on what the arena means to this area and how we make it a broader plan and really try to impact all of Canal Side, but still in the preliminary stages.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.